that he was sucking up 676 grand in taxpayer money, but that was it. And he was going around investigating something that wasn't there and then turning his interest on investigating women, private life, their tattoos, whether they live with their boyfriend, that kind of thing, whether they dyed their hair. Because he took that as indicators of there being Democrats. And if they were Democrats, he took that as indicators of fraud. Guy's a sick puppy. A very strange ranger. However, you would be wrong in thinking that it was only 676 or 80 grand. You would be wrong. Why would you be wrong? I was wrong. It turns out that it's not 676 grand. It's about 900 grand so far and rising. Voss said we're going to stick to the budget. That wasn't true. We're 220 grand over the budget right now. That's 220 grand that came out of your tax dollars, my tax dollars. Now it's about 900 and going up. No end in sight. Gableman has been indefinitely extended. And that will continue as long as Trump is seen as having the power to hurt Robin Voss. The minute Trump no longer has the power to hurt Robin Voss, for any reason he fades away, then Voss may terminate Gableman. But in the meantime, he's in the public trough. And why is the Republican Party permitted to use the public trough to pay for their political expenses? And why do I say it's 900 and not 680? The reason the Republican Party is permitted to use the public trough to pay their political expenses is because we have Republican judges dominant in this state right now who won't stop it. The reason I say it's 900 and rising is very simple. When Voss says it was only going to be 676 and that quote, that hasn't changed, end quote, he had his fingers crossed behind his back. Why do I say that? Because Gableman is bringing lawsuits. He has brought a lawsuit that's still pending to put the mayors of Madison, Green Bay, and one other city in jail for not agreeing to a Star Chamber hearing in a closed office building in Brookfield, Wisconsin. And they said, we're very happy to testify. We want to testify in Madison, in public, in front of the committee itself. They can use you, Mr. Gableman, to ask the questions, just like you've seen some of these hearings, right, in the House of Representatives. You know, the congressmen are all sitting on the committee, and there's a professional prosecutor asking questions, okay? And that's perfectly fine, but it's in public. Justice Brandeis once said, sunshine is the best disinfectant. Sunshine is the best disinfectant. For their refusal to do it in private for Gableman only and his staff in a closed to the public, Brookfield, Wisconsin office building, he wants them in jail. And he wants Megan Wolf in jail. Megan Wolf is the executive director of the Wisconsin Election Commission. She's staff. She's staff to the commissioners. He wants her in jail for enforcing what the commissioners, Republicans and Democrats, 6-0 ruled about mailing ballots to old folks during COVID because they weren't permitted to go in and hand them to them. And he wants other folks in jail, selected election workers around the state to demoralize them and then have, you know, some, you know, 80-year-old woman go home and say, honey, they want me in jail. And her husband going, you're not going back in there. We're not going to put up with that. They're demoralizing it. And for that, we're paying money. For that, we're paying taxpayer money. And the Republicans look on 900 grand as small change. They're used to dealing in billions. The biennial budget might be at 1.70 billion, 80 billion, 90 billion. Before long, it'll be 100 billion in the foreseeable future, years from now. When you think that way, you look on 900 grand as chump change. 900 grand is not chump change. Bill Proxmire, a great friend of mine and my mentor in politics, one of the greatest senators in Wisconsin history, was in the Senate for 31 years, from 1957 to 1988. He was the cheapskate. He was the guy that went around with the Golden Fleece Award, highlighting wasteful spending. We need that again. I'm calling this out. This is wasteful spending. It's political spending. 900 grand matters. I don't care if you have a $70 or $80 billion biennial budget. That is built up by incremental amounts like 900 grand. And they said it was 676 grand. And that was too much. Now it's 220 over because he wants Megan Wolf, the mayor of Madison, the mayor of Green Bay, in prison for not agreeing to a secret interrogation. The law clearly says that it's the committee that orders it, and they're in Madison, all around the state. And it should be in public, just like the congressional hearings. But what is this clown doing? He is simply, he's on the public dole. He was at 11 grand a month. Then they heard him. They cut him to 5,500 a month for doing nothing except investigating tattoos, who lives with whom, and people who dye their hair. And we're paying for that. And now we're going to pay for it forever till Trump no longer is influential in the Republican Party. Go to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling us on Monday. Wisco Paul.
Hey, good morning. As always, good show today. Thanks for taking my call. One word for the Republican Party: corrupt. That's all I need to say. They're corrupt. The same thing is going on in Michigan with the voting also. But the Supreme Court, it's all about that come this spring. But I'll tell you what, if Tony, the great blocker, I call him, it gives you some kind of to go against all the crazy things the Republicans want to do this year. You look at what the Assembly voted on and sent to Tony. If that's not radical, I don't know what isn't. But it's very, very important that Tony gets elected as governor, or this may be a good state to be from. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, you know, you hit the nail on the head. This is corruption. This is theft. 900 grand to pay political expenses to Gableman, who's found no corruption, but he wants to stay on the payroll because Trump will accuse Voss of being a rhino otherwise. Why are we paying for that? I'm saying not to Wisco Paul, but to people out there. How much did you pay in state taxes last year? How much did you pay in 10 years? Did you pay 900 grand? Did you pay 220 grand, which is the difference between the budget? Your money is going down a drain. They just turn on the faucet and they chuckle about it for political purposes. What do you think Bill Proxmire would say about this if he were alive? Talk about Golden Fleece. The stuff Proxmire was going after, we had more honest government back then in Wisconsin. It was wasteful spending. This is crooked spending. Wisco Paul called it exactly right. It's corruption. It is corruption. Can we say this publicly other than on my show and with my callers? Come on. Come on, guys. This is corruption. And when it comes to voting, the reason that it's so important to elect a justice that will be in a new majority that will enforce voting rights is because Governor Evers right now is ahead in the polls against some of these challengers, but it could be a tough year. I don't know. And he is like the goalie. If you had Rebecca Clayfish, the Duchess of Foxconn, in there, you wouldn't be able to vote for a lot of offices. And that's why it's important, in my view, to get Judge Janet Perzewicz on the Supreme Court immediately to have another corrective in there. Thanks for calling, Paul. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
I hate to go.